ancestry website GEDmatch helped Orlando police solve a 2001 murder case by providing access to its DNA database. But earlier this year, police say the website changed its policy, blocking detectives. Detective Michael Fields felt the site could be useful in a new case, the New York Times reporting involving a serial rapist decades ago. So Fields' team wrote up the first ever search warrant for a genealogy site.
And the judge took 24 hours to review it. And the judge eventually signed the search warrant.
July 14th, Judge Patricia Strowbridge approving it. The ruling getting national attention because of a potential ripple effect.
An attorney for law enforcement or a prosecutor who is trying to seek this sort of information could say, look at the reasoning used by this judge, Judge Strowbridge, in the Ninth Judicial Circuit of Florida in Orange County, and we're asking you to apply the same reasoning and allowing us access to this information in our case.
Popular sites Ancestry.com and 23andMe sounding off, sending the news station statements that read in part, Ancestry believes that GEDmatch could have done more to protect the privacy of its users by pushing back on the warrant or even challenging it in court. Their failure to do so is highly irresponsible and deeply concerning to all of us here at Ancestry. It certainly troubles us here at 23andMe, perhaps just as disturbing as GEDmatch's apparent lack of scrutiny and challenge of the validity of the warrant issued.